This is WSIU Radio, your NPR station. I'm Jeff Williams. Netflix is out with its latest iteration of its sci-fi series, Black Mirror. This time around, a young programmer starts to question reality when he adapts a mad writer's fantasy novel into a mind-bending video game. SIU Review's film critic Walter Metz takes a closer look at Black Mirror Bandersnatch.
There's a consensus developing among critics about Netflix's new Black Mirror episode, Bandersnatch, that it is built on a mere gimmick. The story concerns a young computer programmer, Stefan, who in 1984 is developing a video game based on his favorite novel, a massive tome called Bandersnatch, written by an author who went insane from the complexity involved in finishing writing it. As one watches the show at various decision points, viewers are asked to click on choices provided below the screen on Netflix's interactive streaming platform. To call the brilliant use of the Netflix platform in Bandersnatch a gimmick is akin to positioning the Gutenberg printing press as a flash-in-the-pan technological development. There's a moment in one of the narrative threads of where Stefan comes to realize he's being controlled by an unseen presence. In the bedroom where he programs the game by poring over the tome of Bandersnatch to render the impossible, fidelity to the source text, Stefan cries out into the void, "Give me a sign!" If we choose the button labeled Netflix, Stefan's computer screen types back at him, "Netflix is a 21st century media platform. It's like TV, but online. I control it." Now, I want you to imagine explaining an e-book to a 13th century monk who is used to transcribing sacred texts. In the intervening 700 years, the printing press has transformed the fundamental ways in which human beings think and communicate. Now, it is true that none of the show's endings are particularly satisfying in the way that traditional narrative delivers. When Stefan climbs through a mirror, the show invokes Lewis Carroll's far more playful and interesting Through the Looking Glass from 1871. The interactive screen, which allows us to control the events, is not much more sophisticated than the choose-your-own-adventure novels invented by Edward Packard in the late 1970s. However, Bandersnatch points toward a future in which we are destined to become Stefan, a world in which narrative flow will be predetermined by media conglomerates who mine data to pretend to give us choice when in fact the company's algorithms have already decided what we will enjoy. Indeed, right now, Netflix has the technology to mine our choices in watching Bandersnatch to create new shows just for us in the future. The result will be a stream of narrative threads created for me that will differ radically than those for you. We will further lose our sense of community, glue which binds civilization. Facebook has already threatened to destroy the world by using such data mining to give us our own versions of the news, also under the pretense that this gives us what we want. The genius of Bandersnatch is that it darkly represents a world that denies us what we need: a loving family, a nurturing, meaningful workplace, caring and interesting friends. Facebook's maneuver has threatened to murder off the entire print and television news industries and has also thrown global politics into chaos. Bandersnatch is about the next logical step in this process. Not only will our news feeds be determined by corporations pretending to give us what we want, so too will our narrative experiences. The transition between shots of the Hollywood cinema, so-called classical continuity editing, works because from trial and error, artists over 25 years discovered just when to cut, slightly before we consciously realize we need to see new information. Facebook relies on computer algorithms to scientifically replicate that trial and error process far more effectively and efficiently. The future media form that will swallow Netflix as a technology of the past will not require us to choose to click on buttons. Nor will the creation of these complex decision trees create terrible burdens on the sanity of narrative artists. It took the Black Mirror creators 2 years of work to create the simple Bandersnatch. Instead, computer algorithms will accomplish instantaneously that which drove the fictional creators within the show to insanity and/or death. Far from a gimmick, Bandersnatch is dystopian science fiction in its most cunning form. Our clunky control over Stefan's story foretells our future, one in which we will not even have the ability to control our leisure time. This is, of course, not just our future, but our past. Capitalism began sculpting our leisure time long before even the rise of mass media in the 19th century. The seeds of the control of our consciousness via mass media were planted by Gutenberg in the early 15th century.
Black Mirror Bandersnatch is currently streaming on Netflix. Walter Metz is a professor of film studies in the College of Mass Communication and Media Arts at Southern Illinois University, Carbondale. You can hear more SIU reviews on our webpage, wsiunews.org. I'm Jeff Williams.